Good evening. You're listening to The Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm your co-host, Kent Lindquist, along with my co-host, Dr. Al Korns. We're here every Sunday night to play for you some of the finest in modern mainstream jazz. We hope you'll stick around. We'll take a break for the news at the top of the hour for about 5 minutes, and we'll be back with a second hour. So put your feet up, relax, and listen to some swinging sounds. We're going to show us our spotlight artist this week, pianist Wynton Kelly. He was with the he got his first big break nationally with as a rhythm section of the Miles Davis Quintet from 59 to 63 with Jimmy Cobb on drums and Paul Chambers on bass. After he left the band in 63, he broke off with Paul Chambers and Jimmy Cobb, and they formed their own trio and recorded extensively in that format for quite some time. So we're going to give you a sample of some of Wynton Kelly's pianistic skills. We're going to open it up with a VJ CD called Someday My Prince Will Come. Of course, this is Wynton on piano. And we have, on this particular track, we have Paul Chambers on bass, Philly Joe Jones on drums on this particular track. And here's Wynton's interpretation of Gone with the Wind. Thank you. That was our Spotlight Artist of the Week, pianist Wynton Kelly, from his VJ album, Someday My Prince Will Come, cut in June of 1961.
Well, my first offering definitely features the tenor saxophone, and it's from a CD entitled The Brothers. And in this case, the brothers are Zoot Sims, Al Cohn, Stan Getz, Alan Eager, and Brew Moore. And they're backed here by Walter Bishop on piano and Gene Ramey on bass and Charlie Perry on drums. And this is a tune that Jerry Mulligan wrote, and it's entitled Four and One Moore. Was Four and One Moore, a tune written by Jerry Mulligan, specifically for this group, I guess. It features Brew Moore on tenor sax, along with Zoot Sims, Al Cohn, Stan Getz, and Alan Eager, also on tenor saxes. And they were backed by Walter Bishop on piano, Gene Ramey on bass, and Charlie Perry on drums. That was originally recorded on the Prestige label in 1949, and then remastered and re-released in 1982 on CD.
I'm going to continue to spotlight the piano artistry of Wynton Kelly. And now we find him at the Penthouse Jazz Club in Seattle. And he's with his regular rhythm section, which is Jimmy Cobb on drums, Paul Chambers on bass. And this was recorded at the Penthouse Club in April of 60 and recorded on a Renaissance label. And this is There Is No Greater Love.
Hello, welcome to Half an Hour of Jazz, live and direct from the Penthouse on King FM. Coming to you live and direct from the Penthouse, regular weekly feature here from 9:30 to 10 o'clock. Tonight we have Wes Montgomery on guitar, and in the first half of the program, featuring the Wynton Kelly Trio.
Thank you.
That was our highlight artist, pianist Wynton Kelly, from his album called Smokin' in Seattle. That was live from the Penthouse Jazz Club in Seattle, recorded April of 1960, which included his regular rhythm section of Paul Chambers on bass and Wynton Cobb and Jimmy Cobb on drums.
Well, next we'll hear from a group led by Chet Baker. This is from a CD entitled The Best Thing for You, released on the A&M label. And this CD is a collection of recordings that occurred about probably past the midpoint of his career when he was able to get a little bit of control over his addiction. And he's backed here by Kenny Barron on piano, Ron Carter on bass, and Tony Williams on drums. And they're going to do the tune written by Irving Berlin, which is the title tune from the CD, The Best Thing for You. Thank you. That was the best thing for you, featuring Chet Baker on trumpet, Kenny Barron on piano, Ron Carter on bass, and Tony Williams on drums. That was the title tune from a CD released on the A&M label in 1977, and it was remastered and re-released on CD in 1988, shortly after Chet Baker's death.
Here's another track from the VJ album that Wynton Kelly cut called Someday My Prince Will Come. And this is a great Mercer Arland tune. Of course, Wynton is backed up by his usual rhythm section of Jimmy Cobb on drums and Paul Chambers on bass. Let's listen to Come Rain or Come Shine. Harold Arlen and Johnny Mercer's classic Come Rain or Come Shine, done by our Spotlight Artist of the Week, Wynton Kelly on piano, backed up by his regular rhythm section of Paul Chambers on bass, Jimmy Cobb on drums. That was cut in September of 61 in New York City.
Well, next we'll hear from a big band led by Quincy Jones. It's an LP on the Mercury label entitled Birth of a Band. The liner notes say that this is a 30-piece band, but they can't all be playing on this track, because otherwise we'd have four drummers, two pianos, several other duplications. And the emphasis here is on arrangement, since it's Quincy Jones. We'll only have a couple soloists. I'm guessing the first to be Benny Golson on tenor sax, followed by Zoot Sims on his tenor sax. And they're going to do a tune written by Benny Golson entitled Whisper Not. Was Whisper Not, a tune written by Benny Golson and featuring a big band led by Quincy Jones with a couple solos there, first by Benny Golson on tenor sax, followed by Zoot Sims on tenor sax. And that was from a Mercury LP released in 1959 entitled Birth of a Band.
Next up is a Xanadu CD. It was recorded live at the Half Note in New York City in July of 1965. It's the title track, Blues on Purpose, written by our highlight artist of the week, Wynton Kelly, and backed up, of course, by his regular rhythm section at that time, Paul Chambers on bass, Jimmy Cobb on drums. This is called Blues on Purpose. Thank you. you could hear that was recorded very live. That was from a Xanadu album by Wynton Kelly, cut in New York City in July of 1965, live at the Half Note. And that was the title track, Booze on Purpose. And besides the fine piano work there by Wynton Kelly, we had an extended bass solo by Paul Chambers.
Well, next we'll hear a piano trio led by Ray Bryant. This is from a Cadet LP entitled Slow Freight. Features Ray on piano, and he's backed by Richard Davis on bass and Freddie Watts on drums. And they're going to do a tune written by Philippe Girard and Johnny Mercer entitled Ah, the Apple Tree. The Apple Tree, featuring the Ray Bryant Trio, Ray on piano, Richard Davis on bass, and Freddie Watts on drums. That was from a Cadet LP released in 1967 entitled Slow Freight.
For the better part of the last hour, you've been listening to The Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore Public Radio 89.1 FM. I'm your co-host, Kent Lindquist, along with my co-host, Dr. Al Korns. We're going to take a break for the news at the top of the hour, only about 5 minutes, and we'll be back for approximately one more hour of sounds, so please stick around. I hope you enjoyed the sounds, and we got a lot more good things coming up. I'm going to close out the first hour with our highlight artist, Wynton Kelly, live at the Half Note in New York City in July of 65, doing his own composition, Somebody's Blues.